K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. I am recording this on Tuesday morning of July 30th, 2024, getting right on into it. If it's your first time listening to this other, K-State podcast, thank you for joining me here today or whenever you listen to this podcast. This episode, this basketball episode, will come out Wednesday or tonight. We'll see how that shakes out, as well as on pins and needles for the Major League Baseball trade deadline. It's going to end today here, but I also recorded my disappointing loss from the K-State football season last year. That's going to probably get, that will get posted up here shortly. So this non-con basketball, men's basketball schedule, which was announced yesterday, I believe. We're going to get right on to just that. Just want to cover that here. I know I recorded another coaching episode as well. We are seeing some movement in the coaching department here before the 2024-25 K-State athletic season here begins in a short matter of weeks, folks. So definitely a lot of movement going on. We're going to get you all, try to get you all caught up here in the midst of all that. But definitely, if it's your first time listening to the K-State podcast, this Pro Project podcast, definitely make sure you add this podcast to your K-State collection podcast, as we are another day closer to K-State football on August 31st against Tennessee University, Tennessee Morton. Jerome Tang and his basketball squad know they now know their non-conference opponents for the 2024-25 season. I'm just going to go right from the get-go here. October 29th, right? Fort A State, we know them, in-state. So that is the first one. And then New Orleans, November 5th. These games are, majority of them are going to go out there in Bramlage. And they also, well, we're going to get to that. So we're going to go right through the line. Cleveland State, November 9th. LSU, we have seen them several times in the past couple years since the Jerome Tang era. LSU comes to Manhattan. That is November 14th. Okay. Right there. So we have seen them before. Twice. Obviously, the first year, Jerome Tang, close game in the championship game of the Paradise Jam, which is on there. But K-State, once again, for the third straight year in a row, they're going to be going to the Paradise Jam. Spoiler alert there. But LSU, we've seen them before. And K-State took care of business against LSU in Baton Rouge a year ago. Now you turn around, LSU's got to come to your own building. And, of course, K-State, you've been following along with the piecing of the puzzle with this new K-State roster, men's basketball. This is going to be a new-look team. But let's not forget about some of the holdovers. As well, I have said it time and time again. If you've been listening to this podcast all summer long, Gasan, you have the talented freshman will be playing, and Castillo. And I know I'm leaving one more off the list, but a lot of new faces on this K-State men's basketball team in 2024. So we will definitely come back and refresh y'all's memory. And for those who are new to the podcast, we'll definitely do that as well. But Mississippi Valley State, that's November. This is really going to test my vision. November 19th there. And of course, I just mentioned the Paradise Jam. U.S. Virgin Islands, and we'll touch on that. We'll see who the opponents are on that, and they might be already announced. That is pretty much through Thanksgiving week, right? That's the 22nd through the 24th to the 25th, of November. And then, looks like they're playing, I never heard of this team, UAPV. We'll go to that in a second. St. John's, we know that because St. John's, December 7th. St. John's, part of the Big East, Big 12 battle in New York. So that's going to be right there. Home court advantage already going to be with St. John, but that is going to be an interesting matchup there. St. John has a competitive roster. And then we know about Drake, right? Right here in Kansas City, T-Mobile Center on December 17th. And then the final non-con Good old rivalry. Wichita State. These games between Wichita State have been barn burners. And I expect, and oh, by the way, y'all wondering where this game, this is going to be down south, Wichita, Kansas, on December 21st. There, as K-State will look to continue their hold against their other rival in K-State territory, Wichita State, that is, as well. So, let's see here. They have the names announced here. Yeah, so it looks like here, the Paradise Jam, as I research here, live on the podcast, this is the Pro Project Podcast, All Things Kansas State Sports, Eddie Greer, the third men's basketball episode edition of this podcast. It looks like they're going to be playing George Washington in their first game. So George Washington, and we're looking at the Paradise Jam on Thanksgiving week. So they're going to play. So we know George Washington first round, and then either, depending on the result of this game, Liberty or Louisiana. And according to what I read, almost said the wrong thing. Okay, good. Yeah, so it looks like other anticipates include Alabama, Birmingham, Longwood, haven't heard that before, McNeese, as well as Illinois State. So there you go. So as I mentioned, like, I'm pretty much sure the teams are being announced. Yep, they were announced there. So again, yeah, K-State, George Washington, that's the first matchup. Liberty, Louisiana, UAB, Longwood, McNeese, interesting, and Illinois State there as well. Yeah, December 21st, Wichita State, once again, and they have the final installment on the Big East, Big 12 battle, St. John's up north there as well. And of course, to kind of rewind back a little bit, K-State a year ago missed out on the NCAA tournament, and now you've kind of going back and forth a little bit. With this roster looks pretty good on paper. But again, like I say about Avery Johnson, and I'm going to continue to say it, I got to see it. You can win games on paper, but you got to do it on the court, on the football field. I want to see it. And yes, K-State's men's basketball roster looks totally different from a year ago. And look, K-State, they did a tremendous job getting what they need, right? Unlike last year. Talk about the men's coaching staff, the recruiting staff, everybody deserves praises. And they're going to get their praises if these hit. So I'm not gonna go too deep in the ocean yet. I want to see it on a basketball field. We're not gonna see it for a while, but when it comes around to the first game, October 29th, yeah, we want to see it. I know that's against non-con opponents, but still, you're gonna be up against it here. And look, 8-10 last year in conference play. Overall, 19-15. This team somehow made it. This team somehow made it to the NIT, okay, and got absolutely destroyed against Iowa in the first round. So look, we'll see what happens. I mean, look every move they made, K-State made on the off the basketball court was huge. So it's gonna be something to keep your eyes on here as we continue to move that way. I know we're still a little bit off from men's and women's K-State basketball here, but still, I mean, basketball, it could be a big year on both sides of the coin between men's and women's K-State basketball. Let's recap it again. David Gasson returning, Taj Manning, McCaleb Rich. And again, I have said this over and over every time I talk about it. They should have played the young guys more, what they lost in the transfer portal, right? RJ Jones, they lost him in the transfer portal. Dede Ames was hot. Like, came off the regular season very hot. And meaning got it in the rhythm, right? And look, I'm not afraid to put it out there. I've said that this coaching staff failed to put those guys out there. Now, again, we've heard a lot from K-State media, more closer to the teams than I am, than me and Alex are, right? That McCaleb Rich was not fully invested or whatever the case it was there. And so, yeah. So I mean, if these guys, those guys, them guys would have played more, would they stayed? I mean, I don't know. It doesn't matter now, but, you know, we'll see what happens there. The new guys, obviously, already mentioned Castillo. He was recruited by Tang a summer ago. Moby Igarua, we'll go ahead and mention that. top 50 prospect. Let's just go right through it while I'm on this. Coleman Hawkins, Illinois. Stanford. Doug McDaniel, Michigan. He was the first piece of the puzzle. Bayfall, Arkansas. Uganga Osienzo, Kentucky. Brennenhausen, deadly three-point shooter, Villanova. CJ Jones and Max Jones. Max Jones coming from Cal State Fullerton and CJ Jones from UIC. So you get two Jones in a place of one. So how about that? So this kind of there you go right there on top of that. So look, man, and again, it looks good on paper, but we're going to have to wait until the very end of October to see what we have in store for the Man K State men's basketball team. So that, again, the non-con schedule was announced for K State in the upcoming season, and there you go. So looking, it's gonna be interesting to see how this all shakes out. Cause hey, you have to do better. And these guys, Jerome Tang knows it, coach staff knows it, and you bring some hungry talent to K State to Manhattan, you're expected to make the NCAA tournament. And So we'll see what happens on that front. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found or free and available daily or never have a chance to record Kansas State content. This episode will be posted tomorrow while I get this other episode posted, which I talked about the most disappointing loss on the football field last year. So that's going to go up here in a little bit. This will come out tomorrow, and I'm going to have another coaching episode out later on in the week. And there was another move in the coaching department yesterday as well. So a lot of movement, again, ahead of the athletic calendar year for Kansas State sports as we are getting ever so closer to kickoff of the K-State football season here in 2024 as they'll be taking on UT Martin August 31st. That opens up with the K-State, the new inductees to the K-State Sports Athletics Hall of Fame. Alex Zane out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer III here in Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. We'll talk to you all on the next episode. Good cats.